You are listening to episode 45 of the Sunday Shakeout, featuring a talk on how life impacts your running. Hello and welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. I am your host, Nicholas. This episode features a talk on how your life very much affects your running. I am here to shed some light on how to be consistent in life, work hard, and have discipline, and how that is ultimately key for happiness and good results in running. Now, you might be asking, why talk about life? I thought this was a running podcast. Well, runners, life and running are very much interconnected. Living a clean, disciplined daily life is going to carry over immensely to how you do in your running, and vice versa. If you live a undisciplined, messy, unkempt life, then your running is not going to go so well, very simply. Therefore, the goal of this episode is to equip you with the tips and awareness you need to clean up your life and ultimately live a more disciplined life so that you can be happier and ultimately run better. If you are new to the Sunday Shakeout, let me give you a quick rundown. This show is your go-to source for in-depth training analysis, valuable training tips, unbiased and reliable physiology and science, and so much more. Whether you're a beginner taking your first strides or an experienced runner aiming for new heights, the Sunday Shakeout provides you with the information you need to run faster, stay injury-free, and most importantly, stay happy on your running journey. So let's ice up those shoes, hit the road, and dive into the world of cleaning up your life, I guess. This episode and the overall theme, while not for everyone, is crucial to be aware of if you want to be happy and achieve great results in your running. Without further ado, please enjoy my talk on the interconnected nature of running and life. All right, so we're in freshman year of cross country, if you don't know that. And I'm running at a great score right now. In fact, if you look at some sources, we're actually ranked like 24th in the country, which is actually really, really, really good. And for me, training is on the upswing. I'm coming back from back-to-back-to-back injuries. I first had a knee problem back in June, and then I got a calf problem in July, and then in late August, I developed an issue with my SI joint, which is actually pretty interesting. I never even knew what, like, your SI joint was. It's essentially where your pelvis and your spine meet, and your SI joint is a big place where your body during running absorbs shock. And so if a lot of the muscles around the hip area are weak or are tight or are not able to absorb the shock well, then that area can start to get inflamed really badly and really quickly. So I had an issue with that. But now we're on the upswing and we're getting back into true workouts with my team. This past week, I did my first tempo. It was kind of like during a sunset, so it was pretty cool. Kind of, not really, but it was, you know, like afternoon, sort of like 4 or 5 o'clock. So kind of like, yeah, kind of sunset. I did my first tempo this past week and it was my first one since late May. And even though it wasn't that fast, I was running my tempo 30 seconds per mile slower than I used to be able to do for a tempo. Even though that happened, I was still satisfied and happy afterwards. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that happiness is not something that is found with a good race result, doing well on a test, or eating a delicious meal, because that satisfaction only lasts for a few seconds. You know, when you cross the finish line of a big race, you PR in a 5K, at least me personally, like, I feel the satisfaction. Like, yeah, I PR'd. I feel that satisfaction for, like, 2 to 3 seconds, and then it's kind of just like, okay, on to what's next. And I think that, like, Jakob Ingebrigtsen kind of had like the same sort of experience. Like, he talks about how when he won the Olympic gold in the 1500 meters in Tokyo in 2021, he talks about how he wasn't really super satisfied after that. And so I think that what I'm trying to get at here is that happiness is not found, it's made. And, like, I don't find happiness by doing well in a race. I don't find happiness by, you know, doing well on a test, like, oh, I get 100% on a test, because, you know, I could go to the next class and I might get like a 95 or not 95, like an 85 on a test. And, you know, so then I'm not happy. It's like happiness is not found by just doing well in a race or whatever. I find happiness by looking back at all my hard training and all my high mileage weeks and saying, you were an animal. And it, you know, if I can't look back at all those hard weeks of training and I can't look back and say that I was an animal, I'm not happy. And so I find happiness by proving to myself that I can do hard things, that I can endure, and that I can do great things. I don't find happiness by just results. Like, that's not me. And you know, when we're talking about times when I used to be like super healthy, like I wasn't injured all the time, I kind of want to get into how like life and running, they're very much connected. Like, I found that back in times where I wasn't getting injured all the time and that I was able to train for months and months and months on end without ever getting a single problem, I found that my life was a lot tidier back then. And I'm not talking about grades, because my grades are great now and they always have been great. But what I mean is, like, my room was a lot neater. I always put it, like, I made my bed all the time. Like, you know, bedtimes were less sporadic. My nutrition was amazing. And so what I'm saying is, like, life was a lot cleaner. And I think that everything is connected in life. And if your life is not going well, then your running will not go well. It's that simple. So my biggest advice for anyone wanting to be good at running is to make sure that your life is in order and that you are living a really clean life. Because ultimately, if you're living a life where you're eating healthy, you're not screaming at your boss at work or having any other bad experiences in life, then your running will also be better. And if everything is going well and you are earning and you are actually earning the results in life, then you will be happy. Because, you know, if you are, you know, if I was offered, oh, well, you get to enter the Olympic marathon with no training and you win the Olympic gold medal, I wouldn't be, and I like crossed the finish line, I wouldn't necessarily be like super happy. I'd be like, cool, I won the Olympic medal, but I didn't really earn it. I kind of just like, somebody just offered me, hey, do you want to win the Olympic medal? I'm like, sure. And so then, well, I guess I won the Olympic medal. Cool. I mean, I didn't really do anything. So what I'm saying is, you have to earn the results in life. And if you can earn the results in life, then you'll be happy. And you also have to recognize that everything is light in life is connected. If you come home to a messy house, junk food in the fridge everywhere, etc., then that's going to greatly encourage the lifestyle that you live. Subconsciously, if you walk into your messy room at night, you're probably going to think of yourself as, like, subconsciously as messy, undisciplined. And then you proceed to bring the junk food into your bedroom and be undisciplined. You know, if you're crying and you're in a really bad place because you're overweight and you're like 300 pounds overweight and you have a slice of cake in your hand and you eat the slice of cake to feel better, you're not helping yourself. And I guess what I'm trying to say here is that a lot of people are lazy or do things that they know are not good for them just to escape from reality. They think that, oh, if I eat this piece of cake, I'll feel so much better and I won't feel like trash anymore. I won't feel like I'm overweight. They think that these things like, you know, junk food or just being careless, being on their phone, drinking beer, they think that this is going to make them happy, but it's not. It's not an escape. It's only temporary. It might be only for a few seconds. And so sometimes if you're in a rut and things aren't going well, you really just have to dig yourself out of the rut. And it's hard, like trying to dig yourself out of a rut. It's never easy, but if you can get a pen and paper out and make a plan to try to get things back on track, life will be so much better. And on the other side is, you know, satisfaction. And overall, if you can like get yourself out of this rut and you can get everything back on track, you will discover that you just have this power to take control and lead a successful life. But when you do get out the pen and paper, you really have to clean up your life first before you're running. Because I found that whenever my running is going bad, 90% of the time, my life, like my regular life, is not also going that great as well. So what I'm just trying to say is that everything is connected. And when you are trying to change your life, you don't have to make like big changes. You just like cleaning up your life is not a lifelong project. I mean, it kind of is, but it's not something that, it's not like you're trying to paint the Mona Lisa. Like, you think of it just like you're trying to take small little steps. Maybe instead of keeping a messy room, you for once clean up your room and you keep it tidy. Maybe instead of having a fridge full of junk food, you go to the store and get some high quality food. Maybe instead of blaming your work misfortunes and like work problems on everybody else, maybe you start to take control of your life. And if you do make these small changes that may be seemingly unconnectable to your running, your running will, I can almost assure you that your running will get back on track, because I know that if I clean up my room and everything, that I'm gonna want to keep it clean. Like, but if I have a clean house or clean room or overall, I know that if I just have those clean things, it's overall gonna motivate me, and it's gonna subconsciously going to give me a self-identity of being a hard worker and that I will execute it properly. I know, but on the other hand, I know that if I get lazy and undisciplined in life, then just cleaning up my room will just give me a feel good, and it'll make me further motivated to get back on track. And so that can be really key. So what I'm saying here is just, you know, everything in life has a say in how you feel about yourself, and therefore the actions that you make and choose for your running. So if you're undisciplined in life, then you're going to be undisciplined in running. It's that simple. If you have a habit of not doing a good job with your nutrition, or if you're slacking off with your work, your family, your home life, whatever it is, then that is going to subconsciously create this belief of yourself that you are undisciplined, that you slack off. And so then that affects your running. As silly as it sounds, subconsciously you'll just be like, I'm an undisciplined person. I think I'll just skip the strength training today because, you know, that's just who I am. But on the other hand, if you are disciplined, if you do make your bed in the morning, if your life at your job is going well, if your eating and your nutrition is on track, then you will create a subconscious belief that you are disciplined, that you are neat, organized, and hardworking, all those good things. And so because of that, when you do come home from work, instead of sitting on the couch and looking on your phone for like 30 to 45 minutes, instead of doing that, you'll actually do an activation and a warm-up routine before you go running, and then you'll control intensity correctly in your running, and then afterwards, because you are so disciplined and because you know you are disciplined, then you're gonna do a strength workout. So what I'm trying to say here is, while it might be hard in the moment, because, you know, if you're sitting on the couch, it can be really hard to get up and really just put a foot in the door and really get outside. It can be hard to do that. It can be hard to make changes in your life. But once you do decide to just get the ball rolling a little bit, once you decide to just make a few little changes in your life, when you look back at the end of the day, you will be happy going to bed and you will be satisfied. And that is what it is all about. So if you really do want to make a change in your life, it can be hard, but realize that sometimes it only takes one thing, and one thing that you do with intent. And if you can just do that one thing and you can do it with purpose and intent, sometimes that one thing can get your whole life back on track. And it can be hard at first, like I said, but on the other side, if you can decide to commit, then there will be just a big breath of fresh air, it will be happiness, and overall it'll be great. So in my training and in my life in general, I'm trying to clean all that up, because when I was in my injury stretch, you know, maybe I had a messy room, bedtimes were sporadic, I was not doing much maintenance strength training, but now I'm starting to get back to the basics. I cleaned up my room, I did my activation routine before I ran today, I did some strength stuff afterwards. But looking back on it, maybe it was hard in the moment. Like, I didn't want to clean up my room. Like, what 14-year-old wants to clean up their room? Most 14-year-olds just want to, you know, like, just keep the room messy, do whatever they want. But looking back on it, after I cleaned up my room, after I did all this stuff today, I'm proud and I'm happy. And ultimately, I know that my running, because of what I did today, is ultimately moving in the right direction. And when your running is moving in the right direction, you're happy. It's that simple. And so if you can keep your life clean, if you can keep that great discipline that you have, then your running will be cleaned up. It's pretty much a two-way relationship, or maybe it depends on how you look at it. But if you can clean up your life, then your running will be cleaned up, you will race faster, and ultimately you will just be more happy. But overall of this, you just have to recognize that hard work is key. The only way that you are going to be able to get where you want to go is hard work. You know, you hear about Eliud Kipchoge, how I think he has this great quote, marathon world record holder. I'll look it up right now for you guys. I think he says, like, the ones who are undisciplined are free in life. Let me look up the quote. The undisciplined ones are free in life. I think overall Kipchoge, though, he's just a super he's a super disciplined guy. Like, he leads a life of like simplicity and discipline, and that is something that really makes him so he's able to break world records, is because he is super disciplined and super consistent in life in general. Like, he lives a super super consistent home life, family life, work life, that when it comes to the training, everything is just clicking. Like, life, he doesn't have a whole bunch of just things going through his brain at once. It's just like, I know what I'm doing today, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it to the best of my abilities. And so he's able to do it consistently day after day after day, and so he's gonna be able to break world records. And let me look up the quote. So his quote is, only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are undisciplined, you are a slave to your moods and your passions. And so I think that quote speaks volumes about how discipline is key in life. But if you can ultimately clean up your life, then, you know, your running is going to blossom. So I want you to all take that away from this episode today. Hopefully I can continue with my consistent changes, maybe doing some more strength training when I can fit it in my life because I'm pretty busy. And overall, just being more consistent. And I think that can be really key. But yeah. Thank you for listening to episode, what is this, like 45?
45.
This must be 45 of the Sunday Shakeout. So, yeah, thank you for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I kind of wanted to mix it up today. You know, we've been very objective about talking about, like, super, like, pretty intense stuff. Like, you know, get your nutrition down, get your, you know, sleep down, overtraining. We've been talking about running tips, like how to get better in like training and how to like just gaining more knowledge in the sport. But I think that sometimes it's good to kind of just step back and really talk about what this is all about, what running is all about, and how to get better at running from not just like a training perspective, not just like a perspective of get more sleep, get more nutrition, get better at strength training, but like get better at life, because life has a big say in how you do in running. If you are failing in your job, you're failing in your family life, if you're failing in school, then, you know, running, it's not gonna go that well. Like, you're not gonna last that long. I mean, you know, like, running might be an escape for some of you, but if running is an escape, then it's sometimes can just, it's not gonna be happy. You're not gonna be happy in life. And so it just takes some discipline. It takes some working on your life in general. And what's gonna really help change your running. And so I hope this episode was insightful for at least a few people out there. And yeah, so if you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please consider following or subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I would also greatly appreciate I would also greatly appreciate a review in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you have any questions regarding anything running, you can feel free to reach out to me at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Hope you all really enjoy your day. Hope you all really enjoy your weekend. I hope this episode was motivational, maybe gave you a little bit of a kind of a pep talk a little bit, I guess you could say. But yeah, just maybe a little boost. And yeah, I hope you all really enjoy your weekend, and peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.